Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. Hey everyone, I wanted to pop in with a brief episode this week and give you an update about what's been going on in my life, but also to model in real time the types of strategies that I use to make sure that I don't end up in flare-ups or setbacks. So I've had a really busy past couple of weeks, and I usually hate using that word because so much of my past self was indoctrinated in this whole hustle culture and being busy and doing and really needing to accomplish things or be busy as a way for me to feel a sense of self-worth. So it's been amazing because I've been able to do so many things, but I also am really cognizant of when I'm falling into old patterns. And when I fall into old patterns, it means I become overscheduled, and it means that I stop saying no to things that I know I should say no to. And also I get really bad about my boundaries and I have trouble sticking with them and maintaining them. So some of the things that have been going on, I mean, there's a lot of things using emotional spoons. We found out a family member has cancer, which has obviously been really tough to hear. My IVF protocol got started sooner than I anticipated, which is good news. We're right now, the tentative date for egg retrieval is December 3rd, if all goes well, but I'm on some new medication and that has affected my hormones and of course impacted my emotional spoon level. And then in terms of physical spoons, my husband and I went up to Jasper, which is about a 5-hour drive, but with the road conditions, it took us 8 hours the first day getting up there. So that takes a lot of spoons alone. But then I was going up for the Glowgetter Conference, which is an all female only entrepreneur event conference. It was so wonderful to connect with other like-minded women who are inspired about having an impact and just cool. It's my very first in-person event I've ever attended as an entrepreneur. I've obviously done a lot of online programs and courses and met people, but something different about being in the room. And the welcome party reception, we found out like the week before, the theme was pajama party. So I was like, okay, I already know I joined the right conference because the fact that it's a pajama welcome party is the best news ever. And Jasper is this beautiful mountain town. We were just in Fairmont Old Lodge, and is stunning, beautiful property. And we saw so many animals during the trip. 16 moose on one day, which is so not common. I looked up the symbolism of a moose, and it's all about good fortune and abundance and a reminder of stillness. And 16 is my lucky number. So it was just so cool to see all the animals we saw. The elk, we saw a bear, lots of deer. And so the welcome party was good, but I was definitely low on spoons. I was like, okay, we just did a big drive, and it was kind of scary with all the ice. And so then I left early and went to lie down and had a good night's sleep. And then the next day was a full day. The conference started at 8 with breakfast and then ended around 6. And it was during the conference that I was like, wait, I've been working from home remotely, and I've been taking so many breaks that I never even thought, oh my gosh, going for a full day in-person event is going to use a lot of spoons, which I also view as a huge win because it shows how much I've changed from the identity of being a sick person to now I really embody the energy and identity of being a thriving spoonie. So as opposed to before, whenever I was doing something, I'd have to really have a plan and map it all out. It was a really great reminder to me of how the fact that I don't even have fear about saying yes to things now because I know I have the tools. So some of the things that I did was at the lunch. Well, I took a lot of breaks and went and did meditations in the bathroom or just found a separate place to sit. I, at the lunch break, went back to my cabin and took a nice nap and just things like that, and having like Japanese mint oil if I had a headache, because, you know, my neck is obviously a lot stronger and I do my physio exercises a bunch. But after my whiplash, I just sitting up or standing a long time without lying down to rest it can be really intense, especially if like I'm going a full day, which I haven't done since before 2018, since I became a spoonie. So All that said is that I remember getting back to the room after the conference. It was amazing. I got to meet Jenna Kutcher. She wrote How Are You Really? A great book. And she's also the host of the Gold Digger podcast, which is just like, she's one of the biggest inspirations of why I became an entrepreneur. And I also got to meet Jodi Carrington, Dr. Jodi Carrington, who her book Feeling Seen is wonderful. And she spoke at a teacher's convention I was at once. And I just remember feeling so seen by her. And she really inspires me as an entrepreneur as well. So it was life-changing, and being around role models and getting to meet new people, that was great. It also used a lot of spoons. So by the time I got back to the cabin at the end of the day, I was starting to panic a little bit because I was symptomatic, and I haven't been symptomatic in a really long time. So, you know, big headache, my eyes were hurting, I was dizzy, I was nauseous. So I caught myself in a moment, and maybe you can, you know, see yourself in this too. It's like this moment when you recognize things are starting to go downhill, and this spiral you can get caught in of like, it's all gonna get worse. Like, what are you gonna do? But I caught myself and I paused. And I looked to that moment as an opportunity to collect data. I was like, so what's contributing to me feeling this way? So obviously the huge drive, being at the conference, being around a bunch of other people, a new environment. And also the fact that I'm on these new like drugs for the fertility treatment that we're on. So all these things have an impact. And I was like, okay, so there's an explanation for why I feel this way. And then I thought to myself, well, what are things that have helped me in the past? And so I did a nice meditation. I took a solid hour nap, and I also focused on my mindset. I said, I know I'm not going to spiral. Like, I know the tools. I'm going to catch myself in this loop and stop and prevent it from spiraling and for me getting stuck in a setback. So it worked. The mindset is so powerful. Our minds are so powerful. So that after I took the nap, I woke up and I was like, okay, I feel good. I'm better. I don't have symptoms anymore. Obviously, I wasn't like ready to go run a marathon or anything. I just used a crap ton of spoons, even cognitive spoons, like taking so many notes from all the incredible speakers. And so the biggest takeaway, well, we had a three course, sorry, I'm kind of like just like randomly talking. I hope you don't mind. I'm also reflecting as I'm going through this, but we had a three course fancy Italian dinner booked for that night, and I canceled it because I was like, I know that I'm not up for a huge long dinner. And instead we just had a quick meal and then went to the hotel. There was a heated pool and there was a steam room and sauna. So it was perfect. I just really relaxed, drank a ton of water, and was able to go to bed early that night. And then the next morning woke up and felt great. I'd fully restored my spoons. So what's important about all of that, I think the most important piece is having a plan, taking breaks throughout the day. And when I did feel symptoms come on, not panicking, but doing the tools I know to regulate my nervous system. So in that case, I did a tapping meditation, then I did a headache relief meditation on Insight Timer, and then I took a nap and I put pillows under my knees to prop them up, drank a lot of water. Like, there's so many tools we can do. And also a big takeaway is at the beginning, this whole idea of your identity. So many people really identify with their diagnosis. They identify as being sick. And I think that energetic only propels us to have more flare-ups. As soon as I started really shifting the narrative and my identity and my story and started viewing my whole spoonie journey as an empowering thing and a way that I could learn to put myself first and embrace rest, that's when everything changed. So I can still say that I haven't had a huge flare-up, a major flare-up for, I can't even remember the last time. I think maybe June of 2022 was the last time. Obviously there's been like potential, this could be happening moments, but I always interrupt and catch myself before it really leads into something that's prolonged. So you'd think after all of that and the conference and then the drive back that would be enough. And I would rest a lot, but we also had a Halloween party on Saturday night. It was, our neighbors got together and we'd had like a dress up as your partner kind of event, which was really fun. And I definitely shouldn't have drank as much as I did. I knew I had Sunday to fully recover, so I maybe pushed myself a little too hard. But Sunday was a fully let's recover, let's stay in our pajamas kind of day. And then I've had a lot of events going on, like friend's birthday, Halloween. We're going to Vancouver this coming weekend, which I'm so excited about because I get to go hear Lacey Phillips live and Jessica Gill, the hosts of the Expanded podcast. I love To Be Magnetic, the company. So I'm stoked to go to Vancouver. But of course, that uses spoons and it's my sister's birthday who we're going to meet up with in Vancouver. So all this to say is like I've been recognizing that there's a lot of events going on and that I have been falling into old patterns. So part of what I've been doing is like adapting things and seeing what can I take off of my plate right now. I can't keep adding things without removing others. And especially with all the things going on emotionally and with our family and health. So I made a really hard decision and it was making me feel really guilty, but I also knew that I needed to take this action step to put myself first, which is that I've been really excited about this new Art of Pacing program that I've been developing, and I was planning to launch it last week actually, and finally decided to send an email to the people on the wait list and just say, hey, I had been planning to launch this and run it during October, but not going to be able to do that, and I'll let you know, and we're pushing it back. And I was really proud of myself because I know a lot of spoonies can relate with the fact that we tend to put others' needs before our own. That's why a lot of us end up being spoonies, because after years of ignoring our own needs and not setting boundaries, we end up sick. And so as much as I was excited about this program, and I still really am, the curriculum is all mapped out and I was so stoked, I just knew like I don't have capacity to add any more right now. And my whole goal of creating this business was so that I could prioritize ease and my health and my well-being. And I realized that the more I've improved, the more I've been wanting to give back and do more things and create offerings and services that meet people's needs. But it was really a moment where I had to pause and be like, I just can't do this right now. It's a no for right now. And sometimes even just stating that boundary can be the hardest thing. But I got some beautiful messages back from you. One of them said, thank you for showing us what boundaries and pacing looks like in real life. This is a wonderful example. Thank you. And you know, the message had more about that, wishing well for my family and our future IVF journey. But I just really appreciate those of you who recognize that it wasn't easy for me to do and looked at it as role modeling about setting boundaries and pacing, because part of pacing is knowing that you can't do everything and figuring out what you're going to take away or what you are going to prioritize and add and what kind of resources and tools you're going to add in order to make that manageable. So that's been a big thing of what I've been doing behind the scenes, is making lists of what are the projects going on, what are the commitments I have, what am I feeling like a bit emotionally dysregulated about, and then I always draw an arrow and like try to come up with like what can I remove, what can I add, what can I adapt, what can I delegate, what can I ask for help with. So I share all this for you to know that being a thriving spoonie doesn't mean that you learn tools and then it's just done. You're suddenly thriving for the rest of your life. I still have chronic health conditions, and I use the tools I teach inside of my programs every day. And some days I need them more than others. Honestly, there's been so many eclipses going on this season that there's not anyone I know who hasn't been tested with patterns coming up. And for me, my pattern has been about not setting boundaries and taking on more than I can handle. So the fact that I caught it early and am implementing change is a sign of growth, and it's a sign of healing. And I just want you to really pause and think about what's going on in your life. Are you taking on more than you can handle? Is there a boundary that you know you need to set either with yourself or someone else or even energetically that can help you really start to thrive as a spoonie? I'm sending you all so many spoons. I hope you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or even if you're new, I hope you know that I genuinely just wish the best for all of you. I want everyone to know that it is so possible for them to learn how to build a life of joy alongside their diagnosis. And so much of the narrative online is that things suck, you're always going to be this way, and things will never improve. And I just really want to remind you that that isn't true. There's always a way to make shifts and reduce your symptoms or eliminate them or find a better way to thrive. And I'm really excited about the connections I've been making with doctors and naturopathic doctors who want to meet with me and learn about my strategies and how I'm able to help so many members who have been through our Thriving Spoonie Pathway group mentorship program. And it makes me so happy because education is always my passion. I really believe that there's power in knowledge and in knowing the different tools that you can apply. And even in simply learning about your nervous system and learning about neuroplasticity and how the mind works, how the limbic system works, how the autonomic nervous system works. When we are equipped with the knowledge of what's happening inside of our bodies, it makes it less scary. And I feel so grateful that there's connections and other health practitioners who care about being able to help their patients. So it really inspires me. If you happen to be a health provider and you want to learn more, don't hesitate to reach out to me and send a DM. I'm in the business of helping people, and I want to spread this message and make sure these resources are available to as many people as possible. And I guess speaking about education and understanding what's happening in your nervous system, I want to add that having anxiety and depression is definitely a risk factor of chronic illness. Sometimes it's our actual diagnosis that creates like mental health challenges, but a lot of times it's also the fact that living as a spoonie comes with so many challenges and so much isolation that our nervous system becomes dysregulated, which leads to anxiety or depression. And to know that if you feel those ways or have thought patterns that are scaring you, just want you to know you're not alone. This has been coming up inside of our group lately. And just knowing that what's happening isn't permanent and there's always support out there. So reach out for support. Get your own mental health dream team. If that involves having TSP and having me as your mentor, I would love to be a part of it. But just know that if you're feeling these kind of hard emotions, you're not alone and they're not permanent. I promise they will pass. Emotions are just like waves. They come and go. And I think about what Dr. Jodi Carrington said in her talk at the conference, which was that having anxiety or depression won't kill you, but not talking about it might. So if you're looking for a safe space where you can really open up about everything and what you're struggling with and having the path outlined for you, an exact roadmap that's evidence-based and research-backed of how to get to the other side of this and get to the light at the end of the tunnel, just want you to know that there's always a space for you inside of our Thriving Spoonie Pathway community. You can scroll down at the show notes to get the link for more. You can attend my free workshop if you haven't yet on Flare Up Freedom. And send me a DM. I'm always happy to chat, and I will honestly tell you if I think TSP is the right fit for you or not. So just know that I am obsessed with our community and just the way that we all hold space for each other every call. And there's tears and there's laughter and there's wins and there's challenges. And we always end the call feeling better than when we showed up. So thinking of all of you, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoonie Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.